Nearly half of workers in natural resources will soon be retiring, and it may not be easy to replace them. That's according to Steve McMullen, associate professor of fisheries and wildlife at Virginia Tech. He says a hiring boom back in the 1970s, after a spate of environmental protection legislation, created numerous jobs in the field. But he's identified a kind of generational shift in career choice, which now threatens to leave those vacancies unfilled.
Over the last 15 or 20 years, as things like Animal Planet and Discovery Channel have become very popular on television, we find that many of our students have grown up watching Steve Irwin on TV, and they come into our programs certainly with a love for animals and an interest in working with animals, not from the perspective that we historically have seen, where people got into it because they wanted to be involved with management of natural resources and fish and wildlife populations.
But McMullen says those jobs, too, can have a wow factor, and despite potential budget cuts, the coming wave of vacancies means there'll be jobs for people with the right training, a kind of cheerleader for the daily field work researchers in natural resources do. McMullen says he's had plenty of peak experiences working in the field, like this one from early in his career.
And I was working on a research project where we were looking at kokanee salmon, a landlocked version of sockeye salmon that came out of Flathead Lake and would go up the Flathead River and into a stream in Glacier National Park to spawn and late in the fall. And we used to go in there and snorkel and count up to 100,000 of these salmon in 2 miles of stream. It was, just unbelievable to be surrounded by all of these fish, and you'd have dozens of bald eagles circling overhead and grizzly bear tracks in the sandbars. And it just was the type of job that I quite frequently would pause and look around and say, I can't believe I'm getting paid to do this.
McMullen says recent budget cuts have only added to the coming wave of new openings in the field, especially in management. That's because managers are typically among the oldest workers. As director of the Environmental Leadership Institute at Virginia Tech, McMullen's part of a team introducing students to the rewards and challenges of leadership in natural resource management. I'm Robbie Harris.